After a disappointing season where he missed 11 games due to injury, Joe Haden is taking the opportunity to reset with the new coaching staff and has everything to prove to himself and the fans.
This is my first time I ever had a real surgery. It was different for me, you know, just being able to get out of bed, go to the bathroom, taking a shower. You had to do just everything that I wouldn't normally pay attention to, just normal stuff. You know, you take that for granted. It was super frustrating. It was unexpected. You know, it didn't come off the season I was expecting to have, so I was ready to really get after it this offseason. And then we had a surprising setback. You know, it kind of was just upsetting for sure. I was just ready to get after it and go. And the only thing I could do was go through the surgery and then rehab as best as I could and make sure I'm just on top of all my treatments and just trying to do as much I can to be back for this time. I feel so much more normal when I'm on the football field, like when I'm doing playing practice, have my shoulder pads and the same equipment as everybody else. You know, that's where I feel the most comfortable. I'm able to just do my job and do what I love. Being in this league for a long time, being a part of the Cleveland Browns for this long of a time, I feel like it's on me more to get the organization to be a winner, you know, because I've been here for so long and I've been losing the whole time. I feel like it's more on me that if we are losing that, you know what I'm saying, I want to be able to have a bigger part, be more vocal, be able to talk to people, let them know what we need to do to win and why we haven't been winning in the past. And basically just trying to really talk to dudes and let them know, like, if we're going to change it, this is going to have to take place because we've been here through the losing time. So whatever we have been doing hasn't been working. Whatever we did in the past, it really doesn't matter, especially when there's so many teams that go from worst to first. And we aren't the type of team that always gets blown out. We lose by 3 points, we lose by 2 points, we lose by 1 point. So it's not really they're just better than us. It's just we got to be able to go to the small details. We got to be able to execute in the clutch and got to be able to just finish games. So we're not too far away, but we just got to be able to grind. We got to be able to finish if we want to be able to win these games.
It's time. It is time. It is time.
Just a bunch of guys going out there, just putting it all on the line. You know, we have a lot of young dudes that are just hungry. You know, not too many egos. I mean, you could tell them whatever. You know, when they're messing up, you can go holler at them. They don't take it a certain type of way. You know, they just know that you're really just trying to help them. You want them to be better. So, I mean, I just like that. I like the energy in our room. Just dudes that are just trying to learn, trying to grind, trying to figure out a way to win. If we go out there and play our hardest and practice our asses off every week and then we go out there and execute and do what we have to do, I think that we'll be able to walk off the field happy. I got a wife, I got a healthy family, you know what I'm saying, that loves me unconditionally. So, I mean, I think it just puts everything in perspective. It makes me play a whole lot more free, happy, knowing that I'm in a blessed situation and that I have, at the end of the day, no matter what happens on the football field, got a family at home that loves me and everybody's good. So, you know, just being able to put stuff in perspective makes it a whole lot easier.
Woo-wee! Look what the wind blew in. The best in the business is back. Y'all better look out, NFL. He back. Be back.